Three, two, one. Thank you and good morning. Welcome once again to this radio program. We're grateful that you're listening this morning, and it is our prayer that you might be able to receive a blessing from hearing the Word of God today. We do want to take this opportunity to invite you to the church services at the Independence Baptist Church in Forestdale, Missouri. Have our Sunday school beginning this morning, 10 o'clock, and a regular preaching service begins about 11, and we invite you to come to these services. This afternoon services begin at 4 o'clock, and we want you to come, bring your Bibles and your families, and enjoy the fellowship of God's people and the worship of God. And then to Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, we meet again to worship the Lord in our midweek Bible study. So you're invited to come to these services, and we do pray that you might be able to come. We have a song we'd like to play for you this morning. It's real, got real good words in it. Listen to the words as Kathy and Joe Martinez sings, Living Water. It is our prayer that you might come to the living water and find there peace for your soul. We'd like to read to you this morning the book of Luke chapter 19, verse 10. In this passage, Zacchaeus has just been saved. And Jesus declares that he is saved. And he says in verse 10, For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. We'd like to take this morning and the next few Sunday mornings and preach about the subject, what is lost. There are some reasons that I want to preach on this particular subject. And I think, first and foremost, is because I, as a preacher of the gospel, as a preacher of the Word of God, called of God to declare His truth, am responsible to Him and to Him alone for what you hear. And I want to preach in such a way that there can be no doubt as to your condition before God. I do not want to condemn you when you do not need to be condemned. But I sure don't want to pat you on the back when you stand condemned before God. And I want to preach this series concerning what is lost, that you might have fixed in your own heart and mind your standing before God. For you are responsible to God. I am not responsible for what you do with the Word of God. Secondly, several years ago I heard a preacher preach and declared unto me that it was not necessary to preach to people that they were lost, that it was not necessary to preach about hell, that what we need to preach is just that people ought to believe in Jesus and trust Him and that their life would be filled with bliss from then on. Well, that's not what the Bible says. Jesus pointed out to men that there is a hell and that there is a heaven. He pointed out that people are lost, that some are saved. And so we want to preach in such a way that you would not be fooled, that you would not hear me preach Sunday after Sunday and then say, well, I'm okay. But we want to make it very clear that there is nothing good about a man, about a woman or a boy or girl. There is absolutely nothing good. And that people need Jesus Christ in the worst way. And without Him, there is absolutely no hope of eternal life. Secondly, the Bible states, and we'll get into this as time goes on, the Bible states that there are many professors in Christ. There are a few possessors of Christ. And even so it is today. There are many people that profess to know Jesus Christ, and yet they live their lives and they're full of wickedness and shame. And they need to possess Christ that they might live a pure and holy life. I'm amazed today at the way that almost everybody has religion and a form of religion. And yet sin is increasing daily. I'm amazed at the wickedness, total wickedness that turns up in supposed religious circles. And it's a shame that it's that way. And I want you to know today that only in Christ Jesus is there any hope at all. The Bible talks about Judas Iscariot, who was a man that's lost, and yet he professed to be saved. He was a member of the first church. He was an officer in that church. He did miracles and preached the gospel, and he died and went to hell. You need to examine yourself. The Bible talks about a man by the name of Simeon, the sorcerer, who no doubt was lost, but he made a profession of knowing Jesus. The Bible in the book of 3 John talks about Demetrius, who was lost, a ruler of the church. And so we don't want you to be fooled. We want you to have Jesus Christ in a very personal way. We want you to see, thirdly, that until a person realizes that they are an absolute total sinner before God, that they cannot accept Jesus as their personal Savior. I know that there's a lot of people today that say, well, I'm going to believe in Jesus, and I'm going to join the church, and I'm going to get baptized, and I'm going to serve God. Well, it doesn't work that way. A person must first of all realize that they're lost, that they're dead in sins, that they cannot of themselves come to God. They must have Jesus to bring them. They must have, because they cannot. It reminds me of the Pharisee and the publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, I'm God. Deceived himself, died, and went to hell. The publican confessed what he was, stood afar off, smote himself upon his breast, and said, God, be merciful to me, I'm a sinner. That man went down to his house justified. So I don't want you to be fooled. We want to preach about what is lost. Because many times, people would attempt to be saved, desire to be saved, but they must come to the place of realizing they have absolutely nothing to bring to God. They must come and say, Lord, I'm blackened with sin, and only you can save me. And until a person comes to that point, they will never be saved. We'd like to speak about being lost in these four different ways. Number one is that a person that is lost is a person that is born into the human race. Number two, a person that is that can be lost and still have a knowledge of God. Number three, a person can be lost and believe somewhat the Bible. And we'll show you that in the Scriptures, that there's a lot of people that said, we believe the Bible, but they were lost. And that shows up right in the Word of God. And you know, the devils even believe God, but they're still lost. And number four, we want to preach about how that you can believe in Christ without ever having a day that you believed. And of course, those people are lost. Whenever you're saved, you know that you're saved, and there's no doubt about that whatsoever in your mind. So these are the four categories that we'd like to study in the days to come. Number one, that being lost is being born into the human race. Number two, that you can have a knowledge of God and still be lost. Number three, you can accept the Word of God without accepting Jesus the Word. And then number four, believing in Christ without believing in a day of salvation. If you're listening this morning and you know that you're saved, then there's one thing for sure. You remember a time when you were lost. And today, if you say that you are saved, you say that you are serving God, you say that you're a member of His church, and you can never remember being lost, then I pray and I hope that you listen as we bring to you the Word of God, that you might see that only those people that realize that they are lost can come to Jesus Christ. That's what Jesus said in the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost. The only people that Jesus came to seek and to save were those people that were lost. All the other ones, the people that will not admit before God that they are lost, Jesus Christ did not come to save. That's what the Bible is saying. And so this morning, if you will not admit that you're lost, then you cannot be saved, because you will not come to Jesus the right way. Well, we see that our time has about slipped away from us this morning, but the Lord willing, next Sunday morning we'll begin this a little bit further and study about what is lost. And so listen again next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for this program again. We do invite you again to come to the services at the Independence Baptist Church, and we trust that you will. We'll be praying for you. Thank you now for listening.